The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Dafnun Gimal. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Mor Zekeni Yosef ben Sara. מרצה קנתי יפה בצרה ולנשמת אברהם בן אסתר וחשם תניחם בגן עדן אמן תראה שדף אז בן סלו פרומה שלמה משה בן דינה ונתן בן שולמית אל נרפן עליהם לפת הנפש ולפת הגוף ורתם קרבה לבו וכן ירסו ונאמר אמן We learned in our Mishnah if you have a bor and you have a worker working in the bor he's banging away in the bor and an animal came and from the bang got scared, and it says in the Mishnah, Nafal lefanav. He fell forward, head first into the bor. So the Mishnah said, the Baal HaBor is Hayav. But if he fell backwards into the bor, the Baal HaBor is Patur. Now, we explained that this Mishnah makes great sense according to the opinion of Rav. Let's review Rav Shita. We had a fantastic machloket between Rav and Shemuel, on what's the chayuv of bor. Rav says the chayuv of bor is lehavlo, the haval. When you dig a bor, 9 tefachim or 10 tefachim, you create gases in the bor. Air becomes poisonous gases, so to speak. So, fumes. So when the animal falls in, it's the haval that killed him. But that's only in the case where the animal fell in head first, where he's breathing the fumes. But if he fell in backwards, where his head is out, so obviously the haval did not get him. Our Mishnah's mashma like that. Because the Mishnah's making a chiduk if he fell in head first, hayav. But if he fell in backwards, patur. It sounds like the Mishnah's ra'aya to Rav. Shmuel, on the other hand, said, bor that the Torah was mechayev is for both. Lehavlo v'lehavato. For the haval and for the bang. So the chaurat shouldn't make a difference which way the animal falls in. If he falls in head first, the haval killed him. If he falls in backwards, the habat killed him. So the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. Why does the Mishnah make a haluk according to Shemuel? That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara starts. Amarav, lefanav, lefanav, mamash. Acharav, acharav, mamash. Read the Mishnah literal. When it says lefanav, it means literally. Head first. Therefore, it's hayav because of haval. And when it says backwards, it means literally. The reason why it's hayav because of Believe his wife's patur because of no haval. Vezeh, vezeh, bebor. And that's talking about where the animal fell in the bor, in both cases. Forwards he fell in the bor, backwards he fell in the bor. Rav le ta'ameh de ama rav bor shechiba alav Torah lehablo, lo lehavato. That's the bor of the Torah, for the haval, not for the chabad. Ushmuel amar, oh, bebor, if he actually fell in the bor, ben melefanav, ben melacharav, chayav. Doesn't matter which direction he fell in. Ushmoel le'tameh de'amar le'hablo she'kol she'ken le'habato. So then, what's the case of the Mishnah? Ela hechidameh le'acharav mikol hakiriyah de'patur. So what's the case where the animal fell backwards that you're saying in the Mishnah that he's patur? Kegon de'nitkal be'bor ve'nafal le'achore ha'bor chutz la'bor. The case is talking where the animal was walking. It tripped on the bor but didn't fall in the bor. It fell backwards outside the board. Oh, outside the board is a shutan abim. Nobody owns a shutan abim, therefore you'll be patur. In the board itself, it doesn't make a difference, the fanav, the acharav. Our case is talking about acharav means chutz labor. That's why Shemuel will say patur. So there's two ways of learning the Mishnah. Aliba derab, aliba. The Shemuel comes the Gemara and says, etive bebor. Bebor, in the board. Ben lefanav, ben acharav, hayav. Tiyufta derav. Question against Rav, because it says doesn't matter which direction it falls into the board, it's hayav. Amar of Chizda, mode rav bebor birshuto de hayav. this board was talking about a board that was in the private domain. And the guy was mafkid his reshut. And therefore, when the animal goes in and falls in a board on private property, it doesn't matter which direction the board falls in, the shore falls in, the ba'ala board is hayav. Why? Mishum da'amar le mimman nafshach. He can tell, listen, mimman nafshach. I behavla mayit havla didachu. He can tell him like this, listen. If he died going forward, so you made the haval. You made the haval, you dug the board, therefore, you have to pay. It's your haval. I behavata mayit havata didachu. In permission. Always the case of bor, b'reshuti yachid is hefkir reshuto, v'lo hefkir boro. The reason why Rav says the havat and the reshut harabim you patur on, it's not yours. You didn't make the ground of the reshut harabim. The ground is, but you made the haval. But you don't have that claim in a private property. Private property, the guy can tell the Baal Abur, listen, either the haval did it and you made it. Or if the havat did it, the havat is yours also.
The ground is yours.
The ground is your ground. So therefore, so therefore, the Braita that said bor lefanav laharav hayav is bor b'shut yachid. Good. That's why I'll answer it. Rabba gives a different answer for Rav. Acha b'may askenan b'mitapech denafal aape ve'itapech venafal agabe dehabla deahani be ahani be. The case is talking about that the animal fell head first. And then as he was falling, he turned, v'tapich v'nafal agabe. Then he fell, landed on his back. Initially, when he fell on his head, the haval started working on him. So even though ultimately nafal la'acharav, but since he started in the lefanav position, therefore we say the haval ultimately did him in, when he got damaged or when he died. And therefore, they have therefore, the case of Lefanav is Pashut, and the case of La'acharav is, he started Lefanav and then flipped La'acharav. So this Haval is what, even in the board in the shoot, Harabim, you don't got to go to shoot the Yahid. Learn the case of the shoot to Harabim, and even the Acharav is Haval. How? The flip. Rav Yosef Amar. Rav Yosef has a different explanation. Rav Yosef comes Hacha Beniske Bor Beshor Askinam. We're talking about a totally different thing in the Braita. We're not talking about that the shore got damaged. We're talking about the shore did damage. The shore in the board damaged. What's the case? Rabbi Yosef Amar Acham Neske Bor Mishoskin. My Nihu. What's the story? Shev Ish Et Memav. What did he do when the bore and the shore fell into the bore? He fouled the waters. The guy had water in the well. Now the shore falls in there. He can't drink the water anymore. Ve'la Shena Lefanav Ve'la Shena Le'acharav Mechayev. It doesn't matter. Private property. Which means, bottom line, you fell into the board. You ruined my water. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Hacha ben iske bor beshor. Shashon nichnas lahatzer ba'al habayit shelo b'reshut velo hifkir. Lo reshuto velo boro. Oh, that you have to say. The guy didn't hifkir his property. Therefore, there was a big sign, no trespassing. The shor went in. You're guilty no matter what's going to happen now. You fell into the board. I don't care if you fell forward. I don't care if you fell backwards. Bottom line, you ruined my water. Baal Ashur is going to have to pay for dirtying the water. Which is, you're not going to have to pay for the shore, because he could say, yeah, you trespassed, but you dirtied my water. Therefore, ben lefanav, ben laharav, that's a point to everybody. Ben lerav, ben shemoel, they would have to pay for the water. Tani, Rav Hananya Lesiu'e Lerav. Now we're going to bring a support for Rav. Venafal, when the Torah is talking about a shore, falling into a board, what's the language of the Torah? Venafal. Ad shi yipol derech nefila. Mikan amru, nafal lefanav mikol akiriya hayav. Leacharav mikol akiriya patur. Veze veze bebor.
Very good. Which is nifila means you fall forward. That's why the Mishnah learned from the word nafal, forward, hayav. Back with patur, both in the bor. Bidyuk, as Rav said, we have a hayav for Rav. Amar mor, nafal, lefanav, mikol. That's it. New point. Amar mor. Nafal, lefanav, mikol, akiriya, hayav. Let's get back to the details of the case. You had a guy in the bor digging, or doing work on the bor, banging. What happened? The shor got scared. He's walking by the bor, minding his own business. Because really, a shor pikeyah, you patur on. You should have watched. But now the owner of the shor says, hey, listen, he's a pikeyah, but some guy's in the bor, banging away, he got scared, and he fell into the bor. So the din of the Mishnah is, hayav, ve'amai, ne'ma kora garamne. Let the owner of the boar say, what do you want from me? Go after the digger. The guy in the boar is the one that should be ayav. It's not me. Now, what's the claim? Look at Rashi, please. Nafal lefanav, it's like a third of the way down. Mikol akiriya hayav ve'amai. Nema kore garamne. Let the baal boar say, I'm not paying you, go after the digger. Ve'kore paturu digerama ve'almau. And then they go to the kore, the digger, he'll say, what do you want from me? I'm a gorem. I didn't do it directly. It's like I pushed your board into, short into the board. It's indirect. So therefore, technically, nobody should be obligated. Now look at the Rashi over here. We might put these parentheses back in. No, not shall nor exist, so we won't. Skip the parentheses. Obviously, we're talking about where the digger is not the owner of the board. Because if the digger is the owner of the board, machbat, he's the owner of the board. Elawat shehu sechiro. He's a worker. Ugon shaita board kiruya ve'omed. It was dug already. According to kach dei hay kiruya avi kore hayav, which means if this was the actual digger of the board and he was a shaliach of the owner, in shaliach ledvar avera, the kore would be hayav. So therefore the case about there was a balabo, and then he sent his digger to go do some work. So now, you can't go after the balabo to get this, because the balabo will say, what do you want from me? Go after the kore. The kore will come along and say, what do you want? Gerama. Yeah. So therefore, everybody should be patur. Amar le Rav Shimi bar Asher. Hamani, you know the author over here is of this Mishnah? Rabbi Natan hi. Famous Shitab Rabbi Natan. The Amar Ba'al Habor Hizika Ka'avid V'cholhecha Delo Efshar L'ashtelume Mehai Meshtale Mehai. Which means, Rashi, Kilomar Betoch Shelon Nimsa HaNezek. Where was the Nezek found? In your bor. I'm going to go to the digger. But you know what the digger's going to do? He's going to push me away. Once I can't get paid from this guy, I can go back to where the damage was found. V'chol hecha delo efshal ishtulume mekora dekol gerama be'almahu ishtalim mine deba'alabor. That's the Binatan's item. Go try to get paid from the digger. He's not going to pay. He's going to say, it was a gorema. I didn't do it. The kol did it. Gerama. Then the deen is, where did you find it? And this guy's bored? You pay. Where do you see the Binatan shita? From the following braita. Tetanya, listen to an interesting story. Shor shedahaf et havero lebor. Okay, you got two damages over here. One guy's shor pushed another shor into somebody else's bor. Ba'al ashor hayav, ba'al abor patur. Simple understanding is, who's hayav over here? The ba'al ashor. Because the ba'al abor could say, it wasn't my bor that really caused the damage. This guy shor, Uven shor, pushed him on shor. Uven's hayav. That's Tanakama Shita. Now she says, Baal has bor. Sorry, the next Rashi. Baal a bor patur. Ben shashor and Isaac shote. Ben shu pikeya. I don't care what the shor status is. Smart, pikeya, shote. The amar le baal a bor ilav torcha lo nafal. Which means the guy could say, if it wasn't for the Uven Shor that did a Ma'aseh B'Yadayim, he would not have fell into the bor, short of Shimon. Therefore,
Baal Ashor Hayav. That's Tanakama. Now we get to Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan Omer, Baal Ashor Meshalem Mechsa, Ubaal Abor Meshalem Mechsa. 50-50. Rashi says, Shehare Ben Shenehem Himituhu. They both caused it, so there's partners in crime. Afilu Aveshura Nizak Pikeyah. Doesn't matter, Hayav. Because you can't say he should have watched himself. He didn't watch himself. He got pushed into the board.
Yeah.
And therefore, got to split it. Vehat tanya Rabbi Natan Omer Ba'al Abor Meshalem Gimel Halakim U'Ba'al Ashor Rabia. We have another brighter that says the Ba'al Abor pays 3/4 of the damage and the Ba'al Ashor pays only 1/4. How do you square it off? You just told me 50-50. Very easy, that she says. If it's a tam, then the Baal Ashor only has to pay 1/4. We'll see why. Hatzi nizik. And according to Mu'ad, Mu'ad have to pay full nizik. So he pays half and he pays half.
Okay.
Gemara says, Ubetam Maika Sabar. What's the logic in a tam that you're splitting it 3/4 and 1/4? Ika Sabar. Hai kule hezeka avad. Vahai kule hezeka avad. How do you look at it? Do you look at it as each one independently is fully guilty because you couldn't do it without this guy's board? And it couldn't be done without this guy's short pushing, so each one is fully guilty. Hai mishalem palga, v'hai mishalem palga. Each one should pay half. The short should pay tam hatsi nezik, and the board hatsi also, which means the other half. Split it. V'ika sabar, hai palga hezeka avad. And if you're looking at it, no, each one did half the damage. So then the Gemara will say, Baal Abor Meshalem Palga, Ubaal Ashor Rabia, V'idach Riv'am Mafsid. That's not fair. If each one did half, so what? This guy's paying the board 3/4. He's paying half. And the Baal Abor is paying, Baal Ashor is paying 1/4. So that's all together 3/4 of payment. What? The guy loses 1/4? If each one did half damage, why should the guy that got damaged lose 1/4?
Yeah.
So what's your calculation, basically, the Gemara is knowing, in your tam? Mm-hmm. Which means, in the tam, why did you tell me...
You should lose 1/4.
Again, I'm reading inside the Gemara. The Ika Saban, Hai Palga Ezeka Avad, Hai Palga Ezeka Avad, that each one did half... Baal Abor Mishalem Palga. Then the Baal Ashor should pay 50, because he only did half, not 3/4 like we said. Ubaal Ashor Raviya, because he was only have to pay half, but not as a partner, he pays half of half, which is 1/4. And forgive me, the Idach Riv'am Mafsid, it's not a question, it's a statement. And he should lose the other 1/4. Again, the Gemara's question is like this. If you're telling me each one did half the damage, good. Let the Baal Ashor pay half, because he's a partner. And let the Baal Ashor pay half what he had to pay. Means he's a tam, so normally they have to pay half, but not as a partner. Let him pay 1/4. Let the total payment be 3/4. And let the Baal the Nizak, the Shor, let him lose 1/4. Why are you telling me that the Baal Ashor pays 3/4 and the Baal Ashor pays 1/4? If it's 50-50, it should be Hatsi and 1/4. That's Gemara's question. Amar Rabba. Rabbi Natan Dayanahu. You have to know Rabbi Natan was a judge. V'nachit le'umka didina. Whenever he gave a ruling, he was yored le'umek hadin, to the depth of the judgment. If he said it, there was a logic behind it. Instead of just make a payment that doesn't make sense. There must have been a Omek Adin over here. So the Gemara says, what's the case? Le'olam kasavar haiku lehezeka avad haiku lehezeka avad. Oh. He holds, you know what? Both the shor that pushed the shor in and the Baal Abor are equally fully guilty. Also, what was our question then? So why are you telling me half, 3/4 and 1/4, each one should pay half? So you're both equally guilty. Udekakash shalach l'shalem hai palga v'hai palga.
Oh, so you asked me a good question. Let each one pay half to get to the full payment. Because the Baal Ashur that pushed the shore in, let him say like this, Shutfata'e mai ahanyali. What did my partnership with you gain me? Which means, I didn't gain anything from this partnership. Which means, if I would have done it alone, I would have to pay half. Now that I'm sharing the damage with you, I still have to pay half. So what kind of partnership is that? It cannot be that I have to pay the same amount alone if my shor pushed it in. Or my shor just damaged the shor, let's say. Then I have to pay Hatsi Nezek. Now that we're partners in crime, where it's half my shor and half your board, and I still have to pay the same amount? So Rabbi Natan says, Omik HaDin says that the partnership has to give him an advantage. And therefore, knock off a quarter. That's it. Which means, again, if Reuven Shor did it alone, he hit Shimon Shor. What's he have to pay? Tam, Hatsi. Okay? Now, it's not Reuven alone. Reuven Shor pushed, but combination that there was a board over here belonging to Levi. So now we're partners in crime. So you say, you know what? You both did equal damage, by the way, and you're both guilty. So you know what? It should be. You pay half, Reuven, and you pay half, Mr. Bor. Reuven could tell Mr. Bor, listen, what did I gain from this partnership over here? Without you, I paid half. Now that we're both, I still have to pay half? So Omer Kadir of Rabbi Natan says, knock off a quarter. That's one way of looking at how we got to that judgment. Look at the Gemara. Look at the top. Look at the first line in Nashi. First wide line in Nashi. Shutafta'e mai ahanili. Belo shutafut name palgaho de mishalmina. The keva de baalabo name kol ezeka avid mishalem gimel halakim. Which means, anyway, the baalabo would have to pay full, by the way. So you're getting a discount also from the partnership. You're going to pay three quarters because of the partnership, but I got to get a discount as well. Because otherwise the partnership doesn't benefit me. Therefore he'll pay one quarter. That's where you got to Omek HaDin. Gemara gives another mantra. Gemara says, Ibait Ema. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines after they get white. Le'olam kasavad, hay palga hezeka avad, v'hay palga hezeka avad. I can look at it a different way. Really, I look at each one, did half. U'dekakash shalach, baal bor mishalem palga, u'baal ashor mishalem rabia, v'idach riv'an nafsid. Barak comes along and says like this, really, each one did half the damage. If each one did half the damage, he asks a good question. Half the damage, so the Baal Ashur should pay half. The Baal Ashur should pay half of half, a quarter. And then the Baal Ashur, the Nizak, should lose a quarter. Why are you telling me three quarters and one quarter? If really each one did a half, let him lose a quarter. That the payment should be like that. U'dekakash shalach Baal Ashur mishalem palga. U'Baal Ashur mishalem lebiya v'idach nev'al nafsid, he should lose the quarter. Mishum da amale baal hashor le baal abor. Ah, because the baal hashor, the owner of the shore, the gourd, can tell the baal abor, ana torai bebirach, the nizak, the owner of the animal that got damaged, can tell the owner of the boar, I don't know nothing. All I know is, ana torai bebirach ashkahte. I found my shore in your boar. At katalte, you killed it. That's what I see in front of me. My di itli le ashtunome me'ach mishtalmana. I'm going to go to the other guy to try to get as much money as I can get out of him. But my deletli le ashtunome me'ach. But what I can't get from the shore, mishtalmana mimach. Which means the logic over here is, listen, you're right. Each guy did half. Logic should tell you, let the Baal Ashur give his half, let the Baal Ashur give a quarter, and he should lose. Gemara says, no, he's not going to lose. Because he could go to the Baal HaBur and say, listen, I don't know nothing. All I know is, my animal's dead in your bur. You got to pay me everything. Okay? Because that's why I found it. Now, you want to tell me there's a partner in crime? No problem. I'm going to go to the other guy and get whatever I can get out of him. But whatever I can't collect from him, I'm coming back to you to get the rest. And therefore, you're going to go to the Baal HaShor, or the one that was Mazik. I have a rule. Hatsin Ezek. And I got a partner. I'll give you a quarter. So I'm three quarters now short. Go back to the Baal HaBor, and you go back and claim the other three quarters. Look at Ashi. Second line. May de'itli. Which means that's Pashut. That's according to Rabbi Natan. Aval Rabbanan batar mi'ikara azle. They go according to the initial damage. The savre de baal ashor kula hezeka avid. They look at it as where it started. Because what was the rabbi's shita? If you go back to that initial braita, the initial braita was nafal lefanav. Okay, over here we said the bina tabala what is a kavid. Hachamim, they exonerate the Baal HaBur. Where did the damage initiate? The rabbis look at it. From the push, finished. The shor is on the hook. And therefore, as she says, Hilkach b'mu'ad, Baal HaShor mishalem kula. According to the rabbis, Baal HaShor has paid all. Ubetam, Baal HaShor mishalem palga, upalga mafsid. Because you can't go to the Baal HaBur. So Rabbi Yehuda tells us totally opposite. He says, no. Where did you find it? Where you found it, that man is more responsible. So get as much as you can from the shore, and the boy will have to pick up the rest. Now, v'gabem matnitin nameh, batar kora azdinan ushtehin peturim. According to the rabbis, you go after where? You go after the guy who did the digging. Where did it initiate? Where did the shore fall in from? Who started the problem? The digger. What does the digger say? Sorry, I'm a gurin. Go to the other guy. You go to the other guy, so we're not for me.
He's digging.
He's digging. Patur from both.
Wow.
That's why, according to the banan, really, in the case of the Mishnah, you'll be patur ben the Korah and ben the Baal HaBur. And what was the din in our Mishnah? Hayav. Right? They split it. What was the din in the Mishnah? The din in the Mishnah was Hayav. That has to be going like Rabbi Natan.
That's what we said.
According to Rabbanan, really patur, because you go where initiated from the Baal HaKorah. Baal HaKorah could say I'm a gerama. He could say I didn't do it. Goodbye, nothing, no payment. But the Mishnah says hayav. So you have to say the case is talking about alibad Rabbi Natan, where you look at both. You look at the Baal, because the guy can come along and say, I don't care nothing. Bottom line, I found my shore in your well. Don't tell me stories. It's in your well. I'm going to go to the Koreh. Whenever he doesn't pay me, which he's going to pay nothing, because I say I'm going to get Amah, I'm taking the rest from you. And therefore, according to the, he says, Hayab, the Baal has to pay everything.
The Gemara continues, Amar Rava, Heniyah Evin Alpi Abur. So a guy came along and he put a rock on top of the board, as she says, three lines on the bottom, Heniyah Evin, Bor kiruya, the board already was dug. Ve'adam echad ba v'niyach even al sifata. Another guy came along, put a rock right next to the edge of the board. So what happened? Uba shor v'nit kalba. So a shor came, tripped on the rock. V'nafal bebor, and he fell into the board. Banu lemachloket Rabbi Natan v'Rabbanan. So we come back to the same machloket between Rabbi Natan and Hakamim, Rashi, the Rabbanan, Baal HaEven, Hayav, Dehu Garam Kol HaNefila, which means, the Baal HaEven, you always start according to the Hakamim, whoever initiated the Nezek. Who initiated the Nezek here? The Baal HaEven. Therefore, he pays the whole thing. You're going to ask me a question? Umishum Gerama Benezikin, Leka LeMiftere. What do you mean? He was only a Gorim. He tripped on the rock and fell into the bor. The Chaura, the Baal HaEven, is only a Gerama, is a Gorem. So why are you saying he's Hayab? So that she answers, the Even Nameh Ainu Bor. Because an Even is another form of Bor. דהזקה בידיימו. Like we said, Abno, Sakino, Masao, all these items are in the category of Bor, so therefore it's considered a Hezek in itself. So the Banan will say, what? You get all the money from the Baal Ha'evin. And according to the Binatan will come along and say, you have to split it. Which means you go to the Baal Ha'bor, and you go to the Baal Ha'evin, and they split it. So it's the same mahlokit between Rabbi Natan and the Banan that we had above. So comes the Gemara and says, Peshita. Special, what do you have to give me another case for? It's the same dynamics. Ma'u de tema, hatamu damar ba'ala bor le ba'ala shor, ilav bira didi, Torah didach hava katile. So over there, the ba'ala bor has a claim against the Baal Ashur. Because the Baal Abor could say, listen, you didn't need me. Your Shor would have killed Shimon Shor without my Bor. And therefore you could blame it, according to the rabbis, you could blame it on the Shor of Reuven. The Shor of Reuven pushed the Shor of Shimon into the Bor. The Baal Abor could tell Reuven, listen, your Shor would have damaged regardless of me. You didn't need me. It happened to be he pushed the shor into the bor. But even without pushing the shor into the bor, he would have been dead anyway. So therefore, you got to pay. However, Amal Acha Matze Amale Baal Even Le Baal Abor Ilav Bira Didach Avda Didi May Hava Avda. Which means, if it wasn't for your bor, what did my rock do? He would have tripped on the board, on the rock, and gotten up. Which means in this case over here, you'd say that even the rabbis would admit that there should be a partnership at least. Because here, the guy with the rock could come along to the guy with the board and say, listen, I was only half a job over here, if anything. Without you, nothing would have happened to this shore. The shore would have tripped on the rock and gotten up. Oh, so you would have thought that what, that the Baal Even, according to even the rabbis, becomes a shutaf. Kamash ma'alan? That no. The amar le ilav even lo avanafi levira. Again, because the Baal Abor can come back to the Baal Even and say, what are you talking about? If it wasn't for that rock, he wouldn't have fell into the bor. Which means my bor didn't start the action over here. It was initiated by you. And therefore, the chiddush is even in this case, the rabbis put the onus on the Baal Ha'evin, because again, they go where it started from, and therefore, the chiddush is that you would have thought that in this case over here, that the Baal Abor can say to the Baal Ha'evin can say to the Baal Abor, it's your fault, because without you, nothing would have happened. And the answer is that the Baal Abor can tell the Baal Ha'evin, on the contrary, without you, he never would have fell in the first place, and therefore you initiated it. Itmar, we have a statement. Shor veshor pesule amukdashim shenagho. Okay. We have two shvarim that gored a shor. You have a regular shor. Veshor pesule amukdashim. What is pesule amukdashim? That's a shor that was hikdash and somehow became pasul. We're talking about a case over here that it both of them gored a third animal. So now we have to see who's paying for what over here. Now before we go further, right away we have a problem with our girsa. As you'll notice, there's a parenthesis. Our tradition is not to read the parentheticals in the Gemara, especially this parenthetical. If you look in the Masorat Tashas, it says in Aleph, where the line is, Rashal Mohekze. That's Mem Zayin. So the Marshal also did not have this text over, even though Rashi had a Hachi Garsinan. Now whenever you see Rashi has a Hachi Garsinan, that means there was a text floating around, and therefore Rashi chose it. Well, let's read the text that we have, because Rashi has it. Mainihu, give me a case of Shor Pesulea Mukdashim. So the Gemara says, Shor Bechor Delo Parikle. That's a Shor, that's a Bechor,
So we know the Bechor has Kedusha. It became a Baal Mum. That's why it's Pesulei HaMukdashim. Velo Parikle, meaning it's not subject to Pidyon. Normally, if an animal that's Mukdash becomes a Baal Mum, I'm able to make a Pidyon and the Kedusha goes off. By a Bechor, it's different. Even after it becomes a Baal Mum, there's no Pidyon by a Bechor. And therefore it remains Bekdusha. Okay, so that's the case of the Gemara. Look at Rashi, Rashi speaks it out. Bechor, Baal Mum, She'en Bar Pidyon. Dekevan Delav Bar Pidyon, Hu Lo Nafak Mekdusha Kamaita. It doesn't go, even though it becomes a Baal Mum, it remains Kekdesh, Hilkat, Shor Hekdesh Karinan Be. Now, Ve'afapisha Kohen Ochlo, but even though the law is that a Bechor, that becomes a Baal, the Kohen eats it, so therefore, how can it be Hekdesh? Kohen's eating it, Lo Karinan Be Shor Re'ehu. It's not called Shor Re'ehu, because the Torah, when it talks about a Shor Goring, Ki Yigach Shor Ish Et Shor Re'ehu. So you might say over here, well, this Bechor that became a Baal Mum, it's Shor Re'ehu, it's the Kohen, because he eats it. No, the Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. Because he eats from God's table, which means it's Kekdesh. Torah gave him to eat it, but it's not considered Shor Re'ehu. Rashi then says, the Aydin HaKa Pesulah Mukdashim Lokat Shor Veshor Hekdesh Shenagchu. Why did the Gemara have to give a case of Pesulah Mukdashim? Just give me a case of a Shor, a regular Shor, and a Shor of Hekdesh, that gourd. What do you give me? A Shor of Hekdesh that became Pasul. What do you need that for? The Gemara is going to try to point out to us that a Shor Hekdesh doesn't have to pay. Okay, good. So give me a regular case. We have to Shor Hekdesh Shenifsal. So that she says, Rebutash Ma'inan. Hadush. The Af Lebechor Baal Mum Patur Il Velo Nifde. Avat Peslam Muktashim Shenifdu Hayav Leshrim Im Darkhu De Shor Re'ayu Karinan Be. Which means, the Hadush is Bechor. Bechor is not subject to Pidyon. A regular Shor of Hekdesh, if it became, let's say, Baal Mum, all you would have to do is make a Pidyon, and then it's considered Shor Re'ayu again. Therefore, would have to pay. Even if it became a Baal Mum, there's no Pidyon, and therefore it's still considered Shor Shel Hekdesh, and therefore we're going to see exactly how it pays. So let's review the case. That's the parenthesis. If you're going to read it, it's talking about a Bechor, the Chadush of Bechor is no Pidyon, and even though the Kohanim eat it, it's still considered Mishachan Gavoa Kazachu. So now let's review. You have two Shvarim, Shor Hedyot, that's the Gemara says Shor, Shor bin Shor Hedyot, Veshor Peslam Mukdashim. That's like we said, the Bechor. Both of them simultaneously, however it went, they went and gored another animal. Oh, so now we got to figure out a few things. Number one, tamuad, we got to figure calculate that. And then once we calculate that, we got to figure out where you're getting the payment from. Because the short of Hekdesh doesn't have to pay anything, obviously. Because the Torah says you only get payment from short Re'ehu, your friend's short, a regular guy, but not short Shel Hekdesh. So how do you calculate how much does the other guy have to pick up on the bill? Because this guy's not really paying anything. Okay.
And the fact that it's pasul.
No, that's the hadush. Even though a bechor became pasul, it remains bekdesho.
Why pasul?
Because pasul became a baal mum.
Case of bechor.
Regular case of bechor hekdesh also, the same law would be.
So why?
I'm telling you, the Gemara is giving you a case of shor bechor to tell me, even if it became a baal mum, it remains bekdesho. Mashenken, a regular korban that became a baal mum, you could pode it. You could take the kedusha off. A bechor, you cannot.
No baal mum. Why get into this? Same thing.
Again, that's the Hiddush, that even if it becomes a Baal Mum, it remains Bekdesho. Certainly if it's a Bekdesho, I don't even tell you that. I'm telling you a case where it became a Baal Mum, that's the Patifneh. You can't be put it. It's that side point, by the way. I can tell you the case is about a regular Korban and Shalamim. I don't have to go to this far. The she just tells you, Bechor was to teach me this Hiddush in Korbanot. Good. Now we start the case. Abay Amar, Mishalem Hatzi Nezek. Okay, Abaye comes along and says, you pay Hatzi Nezek. Who pays? Well, we know not the Shor Hekdesh. That means the regular Shor, Hatzi Nezek. Ravina Amar Mishalim Rabia Nezek. Good. You pay a quarter Nezek. Ha veha betam. Okay, that's also good. We're talking about where is it? Tam? So one pays Hatzi, one pays Rabia. How could that be? Ha kerabanan veha kerabinatan. One follows Rabbanan Shita, and one follows Rabbi Natan Shita. How do we square this off? We're going to read Rashi. Rashi starts. Shor Hedyot v'Shor Pesulei HaMukdashim Shenakhu Ben Shenehem. Together they were Nogeya Ashor. Abaye Amar Hatzi Nezek Meshalem Ba'al Hashor. Okay, the owner of the shul. Vashar mafsid anizak. He loses the rest. Ubetam mukminana. Rabbi Natan de Amar madelet leishtelu mehai leishtadem mehai. Very good. What was Rabbi Natan's rule? Whatever you can't get from one of the partners, you get from the other partner. Therefore, how much is the guy owed in totality? Hatzi Nezik is owed. So he goes to the Shor of Hekdesh. Shor of Hekdesh says, take a walk. I don't owe you anything. So what's Rabbi Natan's rule? Whatever I can't get from this guy, I get from the other guy. Therefore, the other Baal HaShur has to pay. Hatzi, according to the regular law. V'havi kemo she'en lo shutaf. It's like he doesn't have a partner. U'mishalem Hatzi Nezik kedino. Next, Rashi kerabbanan, Rabbi Anezek, hoil v'yesh lo shutaf, v'ze she'enu yachol leshtalem min hakodashim yafsid. That's right. Rabbanan say no. Rabbanan say it's as if he has a partner. Oh, so you can't get paid from the Shor Shel Hekdesh. Good. So you lost that. I only got to pay my way, which means we're partners. I only owe Hatzi, but I owe Hatzi of Hatzi because I got a partner. What's Hatzi of Hatzi? Rabia. Oh, but what about this guy? He don't want to pay. He doesn't have anything to pay. See you later. So you can't go to that guy. So that's the machloket. Abayin Ravina. One says Hatzi, one says Rabia. You talk about a Tam. That's the Aleph. Tam. Good. And Abaye that said Hatzi Nezik is like Rabina Tam. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't get from here, you get from there. And Rabina that said Rabia Nezik is like Rabbanan. Say no. He's not paying anything. I only pay what I have to pay. I pay Rabbi Anezek. That's the way the Gemara is understanding the case. But there's another way to learn the case. The Gemara says, Iba'etema, I can say it a different way. Haveha kirabi natan. Sorry, Iba'etema. I skipped. Go back up. Oh, both going like the rabbis, meaning Abaye and Rabina. Ha betam, ha bemuad, which means betam, Rashi, Rabbi Anezek, huil v'yesh lo shutaf, umuad hatsi nezek, v'shari yafsid. Exactly, which means, I can tell you, both she taught Abaye and Rabina going like the rabbis. Which means the rabbi is going to say, what? Your partner's over here. Whatever this guy is not going to pay, he loses. Therefore, if it's a case of a tam, so therefore, with partners, I only have to pay Rabbi Anezek. This guy's not paying his share. Sorry, you can't get it from him. You can't get it from him. That's a tam. And in the Mu'ad case, he's got to pay half, and I got to pay half. He don't want to pay his half, so I pay the half, and that's it. And he loses. So therefore, I could learn the tushitot alibad rabbanan habetam habemuad. Or I have a third way of learning. I'm not going to say it right now. Third way of learning.
Ika de amri.
Oh, Abaye amar hatsi nezek. Rabba amar kula nezek. Okay, so how do you learn that? One's Hatzi and one's Kula Nezik. That's already where you see a change in Ravina Shita.
You didn't say that.
Right? It's a different Ikadam, it's a different Shita. Different Girsa, I should say. Right? In the first Girsa, we had Abaye said Hatzi Nezik, Ravina said Ravia Nezik. In the second version, we have Abaye stays the same. Hatzi Nezik, Ravina went upgraded to Nezik Shalim. Haveha bimu'ad. Oh, I'll tell you the cases of Mu'ad. Ha kerabbanan, ha kerabbinatan. Which means, according to Rabbi Natan, what's the rule? Whatever you can't get from that guy, you go to the other guy. So you go to the Hekdesh guy. I'm paying you nothing. What? You go to the other guy. That's what Rabbi Natan says. Nezek Shalim. And the rabbis will say, no, we're partners. You owe half. I owe half. He's not paying you anything. You lost that. I'll just pay you my half. So that's the way to learn it according to Rabbi Natan. In the second version, Rabbi Natan. I can say both are going to be Natan. Habe Mu'ad ve'habe Tam. Very simple. To be Natan, good. So therefore, whatever you can't get from that guy, you get from that guy. So therefore, by Tam, the guy will have to pay Hatsi Nezik. And by Mu'ad, has to pay Nezik Shalim. Both are going Mu'ad, Alibad Rebinatan. So all the versions of the Gersaot, according to who you're trying to square it off, according to Amar Rava, new case, Shod ve'Adam, Shedahafo lebor. Wow. So you have three damagers over here. I got a Shor HaMazik, an Adam HaMazik, and a Bor HaMazik.
Understand what happened? Right, the Reuven Shur, and then Shimon, a guy, and Levi's Bor. Together, they damaged Zebulun's animal. Mm-hmm. They pushed him into the Bor. So you got now, again, Adama Mazik, Shimon. You have Shora Mazik, Reuven Shur, and you have Levi's Bor. So three people were involved, or three situations over here are involved in this month. So how do you square off the payment over here? Let's say the shore got damaged, or we'll see the shore died. Whatever the case is, who pays what? So give us thoughts. Le'inyan nezakin kulan hayavim. Okay, that's clear. Le'inyan nezik is the obvious damage, which means how much did the shore lose from its value, and the damage... Everybody agrees that for Nezek you have to pay. Because Bor pays for Nezakim, Adam pays for Nezakim, and Shor pays for Nezek. Nezek is that everybody pays for that. That's not a she'ela. Okay?
So they split it.
So they split it, exactly. So now it's, look at Rashi. Le'anyan Nezakim. Look at Rashi gives us the story here. Le'anyan Nezakim. Kegon im dehafusham Adam. Oh. They didn't knock a Shor into the pit. They knocked the person into the pit. V'huzak. He got damaged. Mishalemin ben kulan. So they split it between all of them. Pat damav. How much he went down. Means how much was he worth on the market before he got damaged? How much he went down as a result? De kulan hayavim ben iske adam. Everybody's hayav in iske adam. Da'ad de kaiman anagebe bor. Shor vila adam. Oh, but I thought we had a rule. Shor velo adam. I thought bor is not hayav on adam. So Rashi tells us a very important rule. Bekatala kaimalan. That's only legabe if the bor killed the adam. Then the bor is patur. Kegon im nafal letocho eved vamet. Aval benezakin hayav. But when it comes to nezek, the bor is hayav on uchrabin atani. Delo azil batar dechifal lechudeh. Now this Gemara obviously is following Rabbi Natan. Because according to the rabbis, you go according to the first guy who initiated it. Who did the initial push. And therefore the bor, according to Rabbi Natan, is totally out. Because initiated from the first two guys. From the Adam and the Baal Ashur. But according to Rabbi Natan, everybody shares equally. Okay, so that's what she just points out. It's going Alibad Rabbi Natan. So Lega Ben Nezik, again, case. A guy was pushed into the bor. So you all hayav. Bor is hayav nezik. Adam is hayav nezik. Baal Ashur is hayav nezik. That you split equally. However, the anyan arba'a devarim. What is arba'a devarim? Sa'ar, ripui, shevet, boshet, all the other payments. Videme valdut. Or let's say they knocked a pregnant lady into the pit and she had a miscarriage. Adam Hayav. We know that already. Adam is Hayav on the Mevadut, like we learned earlier in the Gemara, as well as the four other payments. The Shor Ubor Patur. That's right. Shor and Bor, there's no din of Arba'a payments, as well as the Mevadut. That is specifically by Adam. Look at Rashi. Arba'a Devarim, Shem Nebar Menezik, besides the Nezik, Adam, Shedahafo Hayav. Good. Adam is bihayav. Aval ashor ve'abor peturin dekai malan ish ba'amito ve'lo shor ba'amito ve'chet bedeme ve'ladot anashim ketiv ve'lo shevarim. Beautiful. Le'enyan kofer u'shloshim shel eved. Now what was that case? Let's say they knocked a guy into the bor and the animal was a mu'ad already. Okay? And what's the law of an animal that's a mu'ad that kills somebody? That has to pay kofer. That's the kofer of the Torah. Or let's say he kills an Eved, the law is what? You have to pay Shiloshim to the owner. Now again, the law of Kofir was only said by a Shor. The owner of the Shor pays the Kofir. Adam, he gets killed. So therefore, Adam that kills somebody does not have to pay Kofir, because he takes the stronger punishment. So therefore the deed is like this. When it comes to the Kofir, if the animal is a Mu'ad, because there's only Mu'ad payment by a... There's only kofir payment by a mu'ad, as well as the shloshim of an eved, shor hayav, adam ubor peturim. Correct, there's no din kofir either by bor sheharag. Okay, not clear? Yes. Look at Rashi, please. Shor, the nyan kofir imet, if the guy died,
Shor hayav kidino, like the regular ube mu'ad, the animal was a mu'ad. Adam ubor petulim, Adam dehab bor katalahu. The Adam is patur from kofir in this case because he didn't kill. The boar did the killing. The iname lo atrube, or they give him a warning. Patur betanya the be'askeb amaniyat akad, ubor dekhtiv shor velo Adam. Good, and the boar is not hayav on killing Adam, therefore there's no kofir against the ba'al abor. Le'anyan kelim, oh. So what happened? Let's say the kelim fell into the board as well, and the kelim broke. Shor pesule mukdashim Adam veshor hayabim ubor patur. Okay, then yan kelim. What happened? Veshor pesule mukdashim. Oh, either kelim fell into the boar, or they damaged a shor pesulei mukdashim. Okay, that fell into the boar. So who makes the payments on that? Adam v'shor hayavim, v'day. Adam is hayav on the damages of kelim. For that matter, Adam is hayav if he damages the shor of pesulei mukdashim, ubor patur. But boar is exempt on both items. Boar is patur on kelim, which we're going to see against... The Rashad the Gemara is going to tell us that a boar does not have to pay on kelim, and a boar does not have to pay on the shor of hekdesh that falls into the boar. Why? Why is that so? So Gemara says chiddush. Ma'atama amar kera vehamet yehiye lo b'mi shehamet shelo yatsa ze she'en hamet shelo. Interesting. The law of a boar, it says like this: the animal fell into the boar. Okay, what happened? It got damaged. So it says, "Vehemet yehiye lo," meaning the mazik takes his animal. He still has skins. He has whatever he has left, and he sells it. He does whatever he wants to it, and then he gets compensated with the differences. So the Torah is teaching you: you only have to pay nizik of bor when you can fulfill vehemet yehiye lo, when the met can belong to the one that got damaged. I said mazik, it's really the nizak, to the one that got damaged. However, in the case of shor pesulei mukdashim, you cannot fulfill the amet yehiye lo. The amet does not belong to him. And therefore, the baal habor is going to be patur. And the baal habor is also patur from kelim, as we're going to learn from a different... So again, Torah says, the shor fell into the bor. And the pesuk, the amet yehiye lo. What does that mean, the amet yehiye lo? The nizak takes his animal back, calculates what the damages were, sells the skin, does whatever he wants, and he gets paid the difference. But in the case where you cannot fulfill vehemet yehiye lo, kegon, pesulei mukdashim, vezeh lo, en lo, lehekdesh. Therefore the baal habor is patur. So those are the cases. But the shor, shor is hayav in pesulei mukdashim, doesn't say vehemet yehiye lo over there. So, oh, maybe it does, but we'll see. But so you pay, maybe you have to compensate hekdesh. Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Dektiv emet yelo gabe bor, mi shemet shelo shiachol demkor hanevela yatsa zu shafapish shenifde." Oh, we're talking about a case over here. Let's say where it was a shor pesulei mukdashim. Let's do hadush over now. Where you made pidyon? Oh, if I made pidyon, really lechaora, it's free.
Who owns it?
An owner, Joe. Joe had an animal. He made it a dish. It became pasul. What did he do, Joe? He made now pidyon.
Now he owns it.
Now he owns it. So the chaura, it should be v'hamit yehiye lo. So why doesn't the baal labor have to pay? So the sheesh is a big hadush over here. Of course, we have a law that says ta'un kivura. Once the animal dies of a shor pesulei mukdashim that you made pidyon to, you have to bury it. Which means, tizbah, you could bring it as a korban, velo giza, which means you could not bring it, tizbah, you could slaughter it, velo giza, but you're not allowed to use the shearing, basar velo halav, you could use the meat, but not the milk, ve'achalta ve'lo lekelabecha, you can eat it, but you can't give it to your dogs. Mikan she'em podin et hakodashim lachinam lekelabim. Rule, pesulei mukdashim shenevdu, and now they died. Of course, you can still store and eat it. They died. That's a nevela, like this case.
So therefore, what you got to do with it? Hadush from the Torah, you got to bury it. So therefore, it's not vehemeti hielo. Joe, this guy we're talking, cannot keep the animal. Because nobody would say what? His animal died, good, you have skins, you have whatever, hide, go sell it, deal with it. This case over here, we tell him, no. You cannot take anything from this animal, you got to take it and you got to bury it. So therefore, the Hadush of the Gemara is Shor Pesule Mugdashim. Shenafal Lebor, Baal Abor, Eno Mishalem, because you cannot fulfill the Amet Yelo, because the Nevera, the Pesule Mugdashim, Ta'on Kivura, therefore it does not belong to him. Very good. So comes the Gemara and says, wait. And says,
the Shor will pay Joe. He's saying,
yes. So come to Gemara and says,
remember,
the Memra, the Pshita, the Rava. Oh, it's so Pashut, Rava, this. What do you mean? Rava had a she'ela on this. The ba'ay Rava shor pesulei mukdashim shenafal lebor mahu. He had this exact she'ela. You're making it like it was so pashut. Ma shor that fell mukdashim pesulei fell the bor ba'avor patur. Huh? Rava himself had this question. Why? What's the she'ela? Hai v'amet yihielo. Because it's ta'ud kivura. That's one side of the question. All met yelo teaches me lebealim mitapelim benevelahu deata. Maybe v'amet yelo is just teaching me that what? Who's got to deal with the carcass? The owner. Not to teach me that the payment of bor is only in a case where met yelo, where he can benefit from it. No. Maybe I'll tell you really, pisulei mukdashim, really, he has to take it, and the balabar has to pay. But if I met yelo, all that means is, who's got to deal with the carcass now? So that's telling you, because you would have thought, maybe, listen, you did the damage, Mr. Bor, go sell it yourself now. I got to get... Hadush of the Torah, v'met yelo, meaning that the nizak has to now mitapil. But that's what it tells me. It doesn't tell me l'inyan that the Baal HaBor is going to be patur. Maybe the Baal HaBor really has to pay even for pesulei mukdashim. Also, what's v'met yelo coming to teach me? That the onus of taking care of the carcass is on the nizak. He's got to sell it. But really, maybe pesulei mukdashim. Even so, the Baal HaBor, or maybe no, maybe Vamet Yilo means, no, only in the case where the Met is belonging to him, does the Baal HaBor have to pay. But in this case where he buries it, maybe the Baal HaBor doesn't have to pay. Those are the two sides. What does Baal HaBor teach me? Does, not Baal HaBor, what does Vamet Yilo teach me? Does Vamet Yilo teach me that Dafka, when the Met is low, then the Baal HaBor pays? Oh no! The Baal HaBor pays regardless. And Met Yelo just teaches me the Nizak's got to deal with it. He has to be the one that is involved with the hide. You cannot put it on the Mazik. Gemara says, Batar de Baya Hadar Pashta. Okay, after Abba had the question, he answered it. So you're asking, what do you mean? I thought he had a question. All right. He answered it eventually. And he came out what? That Met Yelo is teaching me. Yatsa psur pesulei mukdashim, ela ba'alim mitapelim benevela minale. Oh, but now we know the other hadush from then. How do I know that the owner has to deal with the nevela? Because I used already v'amet yelo for the exempt from pesulei mukdashim. Nafkale min v'amet yelo deshor. Ah, by shor, that mazik another shor. It also says in that pasuk by shor against the shor. Vamet yelo. Also, you know what I learned from that vamet yelo? That the shor that got damaged, the owner's got to deal with his own dead animal. I mean, you can't say, listen, you take the animal, you just pay me for a full one. No, vamet yelo. The dead shor now, the owner of that dead shor, got to deal with it. So from the shor, I learned to bor. That just like by shor, vamet yelo means the nizak takes care of his own animal and takes to deal with the carcass. So too by bor, vamet yelo is teaching me that. So I make like a limud from shor to bor. Gemara says, what do you mean? My chazit, the vamet yelo de shor, מפקד לבעלים מתאבדים מנבלה, והמת יהיה לו דבור, מפקד למי שהמת שלו, איפוך ענה. Learn the opposite. Which means like this. I got two והמת יהיה לו. For some reason, it was logical to you to learn. The Vamet Yelo by the shore is teaching me who deals with the carcass. And the Vamet Yelo Legabe Bor is teaching me what? That only in a case where the Met belongs to the Nizak, that's when the Balabor has to pay. Masheik and Shop is Sulem Mukdashim. But maybe learn the opposite. Maybe learn by Bor, the Vamet Yelo is teaching me that they deal with the carcass. And really, Shon Mukdashim would be Hayav, and by the Amet Yelo of Shor, by Shor Shezik Shor, that's telling me the Misha Shor Shelo Yatsa Pistol Mukdashim, which is who told you to learn? I got two Amet Yelos. Who told you to learn like you did that by Shor of by the Amet Yelo of Bor, you learned it to exempt Pistol Mukdashim, and by the Shor by the Amet Yelo of Shor, you learned it to mean what, that the Nizak deals with the animal. Maybe learn the opposite. Maybe learn that Shor Pistol Mukdashim is patur by Shor because of Emet Yelo, and the deen of taking care of the animal is learned from the Shor Emet Yelo of Bor, and we'll take Pistol Mukdashim is Hayab by a Bor. Who told you to learn like that? Gemara says, well, Mistavra patur gabe Bor, hu'il upatar bo etakilim. You know what? Already we saw kulot by Bor. We found other kulot by Bor. For example, what's a kulot that we found by Bor? Kilim. Can he fall on the board? Does the owner have to pay? No. Once already we found pturim the gabe bor, it's mistabit to say there are other pturim as well. Kegon, shor pisulei mukdashim. So already bor has kulot. So therefore it's easy for me to say there's another kulot also, that a pisulei mukdashim is going to be exempt. Why? Because the met yelos teach me only in a case where the met belongs to the nizak. My chicken in this case has to bury it. Therefore, it's patur again. Since already I found a crack, my board. I found already pturim. What's the pturim? Kelim. So, what do you mean? Adrabah. Patur gabeshor. Sheke patur bo hatzinezek. What do you mean? If you're looking for pturim, by shor also I found a ptur. But you don't find anywhere else. Doesn't the shor have a ptur of hatzinezek? So, why don't you come along and say, just like I found the ptur by shor of hatzinezek, give him the ptur also of if the shor damages the ptur mukdashim. The Gemara says, you're right, but you know what? Kule nezik miya lo ashkihan. But I didn't find a total ptur. A total ptur you only find by bor, by kelim. In echerami, you find a kula by shor. What's the kula? Hatzinezek, but it's still hatzinezek. Mashenke by bor, by kelim, you pay zero. So therefore, let's review outside what took place. Somebody would ask you, Shor Pisulea Mukdashim, what's the case? Let's clarify the terminology. That's a Qurban, became Pasu, the owner made Pidyon, he could eat that animal, by the way. That's his to eat. Okay? The only rule is, if it dies, he's got to bury it. That's the law of Shor Pisulea Mukdashim Shinifdeh. Nevela Ta'on Kivura. Now you got the story? What happened? Another shor came, tick, knocked that shor into the board. So now we say, oh, the Bala board, you got nothing to do with this case. You're Patur, you're not going to deal with you. Why not? The Chaura, there's an owner. And the Chaura made Pijon. Therefore, Joe, that guy we talked about, pay him. We have a rule. Vehamet yeyeh lo teaches me that normally in a regular case of a boar, the carcass belongs to who?
Nizak.
The Nizak. That's the animal of the one that got damaged. The owner of the animal. And what does he do with it? Well, Torah says, Vehamet yeyeh lo, it's yours to sell it, figure out how much loss you incurred, and then you take the rest from the balabor. Oh, so the Gemara says, you know what the Met Yelo teaches me? Very good. Only in a case where he has rights to sell it. Mashiach, in this case over here, what does he got to do with the Shor Pesul Mukdashim? He's got to bury it. Oh, so the Met Yelo doesn't apply. Therefore, Balabor is off the hook. Very nice. The Gemara had a question, right? That's what he does with the Met Yelo?
I thought we need Vamit Yilu for another derasha. Oh, what's the other derasha? Stam derasha. How do you know that the nizak, that the ba'alim got to deal with the carcass? Maybe the maziz got to deal with the carcass. Kamash ma'alan, Vamit Yilu. So I got two derashot. No. That derasha of that the ba'alim deal with the carcass, I know that from Shor. Shor shemazik shor, or shor sheharag shor, it says over there also, Vamit Yilu. Oh, so therefore, from Shor shezik shor, I know Vamit Yilu, that ba'alim deal with the carcass. And from the board, Vamit Yilu, I know the din what, only when he could benefit from it, Mashaykh Rikesh has to bury it, there's no din of board. Beautiful. Who told you to learn this way, and that would maybe learn the opposite? Maybe learn from Shura like Shur that the Pesul HaMukdashim is Patur and by Amet Yelo the Ba'alim Nitpalim. So Gemara says it's Mistabed to Poter Pesul HaMukdashim from Bor. You know why? Because I found other Peturim. What other Peturim did I found? Killing.
Totality.
Just like I found the Kula by killing, the Kula also by Pesul HaMukdashim. But She'enken B'Shur, I found the Kula, but it's really not a Kula, it's Hatsinezik, it's not a total item. Therefore, by Pesulei Mukdashim, by Shor Sheharag Shor, it'll be Hayav. Therefore, I'm rather Doresh from Bor instead of Shor.